thanks for visiting Blam Spot. It's Wednesday, December 1st, 2010. The dog ate my blog. No, really, that's why I didn't have a blog last week. I was sitting in my room, typing happily, and then I had to go answer the phone. I was away from my screen for only 30 seconds, I swear. And when I came back, there was the dog chomping away on the last bit of my blog. No lying, that's what happened. Yeah, I wouldn't buy that bag of crap either. It's just a symptom of something larger I've been experiencing. As an attempt to step up my technology in the classroom, or teching up as we cried with fists thrust in the air last summer at our emerging instructional technology class at University of Northern Iowa, I included some online writing options for my World Humanities class. I made this optional as not everyone in the class has access to technology, so therefore it was not mandatory for everyone. My only requirement was that if a student started out with this option, they needed to see it through to the end of the course. Now we're on trimesters. The week before Thanksgiving is always scheduled for 2 days of finals for the fall trimester. It's a time when we all feel good about ending the first third of the year, preparing to travel to family destinations for Thanksgiving, and just getting a much-needed break away from each other. It's also that dreaded time of year when every single technology on the entire planet that students use to complete their final papers and projects just completely collapses into a molten heap of silicon and copper. I know it wasn't in the papers. For some unexplained reason, it never is. And strangely, it never affects my own phone, computer, or printer. It also seems that this doesn't happen to anyone else outside of the school. But as sure as a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving airs on TV in November, the technological equivalent of the Titanic occurs the week before Turkey Day. Unless, of course, students are using a convenient excuse to buy some time, would they actually do that? Let me make one thing clear. I don't think everyone who plays the technological meltdown card is doing so unscrupulously. Too many times I've gone to the printer, copier in my building to produce material for the day, only to discover that, despite the many warning signs not to do it, someone has tried to photocopy a transparency and shut the machine down until the next service call can be made. I know it happens. I know it can't be helped sometimes. Sometimes. I do my best to make sure that there are several avenues for plans B, C, D, and perhaps even E to follow in case something technologically catastrophic occurs. The winner of this term was a kid who was convinced that he could do everything on his smartphone. I told him that it was cool that he was trying and I would work with him, but warned him to make sure that there was a backup somewhere if his phone went down. Not to worry, he said. Never happens. And he was correct. Until he needed to send an assignment and his service got cut off. He was certain he didn't know why, but an email to his parent confirmed what I thought was the case. He didn't keep his GPA up to an agreed level in exchange for smartphone service. The parents had it disconnected 2 weeks before finals to make sure he didn't have the distraction. Honestly, I didn't see that one coming. I'm sure he didn't either, and because of this, he had to redo or perhaps just start his final assignment. The assignment was late, I had to make different arrangements, and it was painful for everyone involved. The lesson here is to make sure teacher and student are ready for the unpredictable, and to make sure that there's a reasonable plan B in place when plan A goes down the toilet.